Scotty's Symphony.
Hello, it's Oliver Morris, your dude. I'm here to talk about Apollo Plus. It's a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as myself. You can listen ad-free, you can listen to early access, exclusives, behind-the-scenes, supercuts, and more. And there are whole loads of great creators that you would love on there. For Lightning Bottler-specific fans, you can get weather reports, which are sort of talks with collaborators about the projects that we have worked on. And also, you can get Lightning Bolts early and ad-free. So if that's the kind of thing that you're interested in, go subscribe now. Go, quick, come on. I ain't got all day. Lightning Bolts. Episode 4. Youth. Growing up in tiny towns, kicking leaves and taking names, living large in quiet hamlets, somebody called A&R. I could write a symphony for every boy and girl who tried their best to leave, only to be swallowed by the suburbs. Maxed out on madness, maxed out on credit, make do with nothing, with no time and no energy, or slum it away till spine melts to bed frame, till mind melts to mud, till mud is enough. Waiting on the world to change, waiting on epiphany, waiting on Godot, and oh God, nothing changes, really. Day Old Embers. Thought without saying, words without sentence, always floating in the back of my mind. Live honorably, murmured with strange melancholy, but still it echoes like whispers in a canyon. And still it remains, and still it persists, quietly and reverently like a prayer in a chapel. With love, love, love. Forever. Again. Dissected. Were it not for telescopes, she would never have seen it. Undulating deep in the center of the century. Looming large in the fractal fire that burns in the core of the universe, a chasm of great length and size located right in the middle of her chest. Maybe it's for the best, or for the worst, or for something. It had to be for something, because for something so big, so deep, so empty to be for nothing, well, perish the thought. Salt the thought and cast it into the pyre, so it may never be considered again. Until it turns up one night, hidden by whiskey and past regrets, a simple a solution, a razor of Occam's design. Speed would set the bitter rocks crashing and tumbling into the greeting each other down the grey cliff into the waiting sea. Powerful, dazzling brushstrokes litter the canvas as she tries to unpick the spot on her chin. Pernicious gravity interrupts paradise, another frustrating run at the edge of a showerhead, and still it gnawed and ached, and after a while she wondered why at all. When I was young, we didn't have morals or codes of ethics. There were plenty of codes. We'd tell them to each other in arcades at 10 years old when I was young.
The human has been neutralized.
You've been listening to Lightning Bolts, episode 4. Youth. All poems written and performed by Oliver Morris.